Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ryan from Suquamish is. Ryan, are you there?
I am.
Are you ready to rock this thing?
I hope so.
All right, Steve, he's ready, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Ryan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which two sequenced numbers have become a pop culture phenomenon amongst youth?
6, 7.
That's the ones. Which Sports Hall of Fame is located in Massachusetts?
NHL?
No.
NFL?
No.
Pass.
How many months are named after men?
Ooh. 3.
No.
4.
No.
Pass.
What is the outer skeleton of a spider called?
Exoskeleton?
Yes. When translated, which major Asian city's name means Eastern capital?
Shanghai?
No.
Pass.
In which movie did James Bond first order his martini shaken, not stirred?
Time to Kill?
No.
Pass.
What decade was fiberglass invented?
50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30s?
Yes. What is the most visited national park in Utah?
Bryce National Park?
No. One, two, three, correct, Ryan. It's okay. Steve probably hasn't had enough coffee today.
I've had 3 cups, Taryn.
You're so ready to go.
I'm ready to rock.
Okay, how ready are you?
Let's find out. Let me check with your son.
Showtime.
All right.
Which two sequenced numbers have become a pop culture phenomenon amongst youth?
I'm going to do the hands with it. 6, 7.
Yeah. Which Sports Hall of Fame is located in Massachusetts?
Which Sports Hall of Fame in Massachusetts? With my microphone. NBA.
Yes. How many months are named for men?
3.
No.
6.
No.
7.
No. What is the outer skeleton of a spider called?
The exoskeleton.
Yes. When translated, which major Asian city's name means Eastern capital?
Tokyo?
Yes. Who are you? In which Steve. Movie did James Bond first order his martini shaken, not stirred?
Which movie?
Mm-hmm.
Live and Let Die?
No.
Octopussy.
No.
I don't know any. I'd shake in that story.
No. What decade was fiberglass invented?
What decade? 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No. Damn. What is the most visited national park in Utah?
Utah Park.
No.
Yellowstone.
No.
No. Sundance Park.
No. Steve, you managed to get 4 correct, and somehow that is a win.
Let's
4
go.
To 3. Sorry, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, yeah. Anytime.
Sound like 2 people are a part of that
sound
right
like
there.
Sound like a whole crew.
Yeah.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Only 2 months are named for men. That would be July and August.
Oh, okay.
Julius.
And Augustine?
And Augustus.
That too.
The movie where James Bond first ordered his martini shaken, not stirred, was Dr. No.
Oh.
Our friend did guess correctly that fiberglass was invented in the 1930s, and the most visited national park in Utah is Zion National Park.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Road trip?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Go see a Utah Mammoth game.
Tonight, there's a very special tribute to Bob Rivers happening at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel Ballroom. Spike and the Impalers will be performing Heart by Heart. His son, Andrew Rivers, will be doing a stand-up routine, and some Bob Rivers show personalities are definitely going to be in the house.
And tickets are selling quick. There are under 100 tickets left.
And proceeds will be supporting the Snoqualmie Valley Food Bank and Summer Stars Foundation, 2 of Bob's favorite charity organizations. You can grab those tickets that remain at snocasino.com. Once a week, we like to invite our friend Mike Hawk into the studio to talk about our fantasies. And of course, I'm talking about...
Well, earlier we had a whole talk about puppet fantasies with Mike.
I'm talking, of course, about our fantasy football teams.
Oh.
And he is the commissioner of our league, in which I'm not really sure how we're doing this week, but Danny's in charge of our team, and that's... not always, you know, for the best.
Well, I'll give you this. Good news. It was much better than what you guys did last week where Danny had, like, what was it, 4 or 5 people that were either on bye week or out on injury, not on your roster. Didn't make that same mistake this week. He came back in full force. Everybody played. Everybody put up positive points.
I mean, we all watched that Seahawks game smiling from ear to ear because we love the Seattle Seahawks. We want to see them make a run for the playoffs and maybe even go further than that. But there was a part of me watching that thinking, we have to win at fantasy football. All of our guys are playing so well. There's no way we should lose to the Morning Wolf.
Which you were not playing this week.
Oh, that's right. There's no way we should lose to Eric Powers.
You were indeed playing Eric Powers.
I only think we're playing the Wolf.
Yeah. Now, here's what Eric Powers had going for him this week. Oh, he had Christian McCaffrey in, who put up 17 points. He had Nico Collins in, who put up 22 points. He had Janty over there in Las Vegas, which they're not doing anything other than throwing to him, apparently, because he got 16 points.
Yeah. I thought they traded him.
Nope, still on the team.
Oh,
Saquon,
I wish they
Saquon Barkley, who did not have as good of a game as he should have, but that was a god-awful Monday Night Football game. However, he still has Joe Burrow, injured Joe Burrow, on his starting roster as a starting quarterback who has not played for quite a while. He was even on a bye week this week. So, with Eric Powers' 109 was not enough to beat the Daily Migs' 137 points for this week.
Let's freaking go.
Yeah. Well
good
done,
job,
guys.
Danny.
Thank you. Nice job, Danny. Danny, General Manager of the Year. He's like John Schneider of our fantasy football league.
Big players for y'all. Zach Charbonnet out there putting up 14 points. Jackson Smith and Jigba putting up 20 points for you. Actually, under the projected 21, but still a wonderful showing by him.
Well, they stopped throwing the ball after the game was over after the first quarter. They just ran it. I think they threw it twice in the second half.
Yeah, can't blame them.
I think they said DeMarcus Lawrence, one of our defensive players, has more or equal touchdowns to people like Justin Jefferson. Not Devontae Adams. There was another play, like big time players that people draft for fantasy. We have a defensive player who has the same amount of touchdowns.
Can we talk about that? Both of those plays being almost the exact. I mean, they visually look different, but it was the same guy knocking the ball and then DeMarcus Lawrence picking it up for the touchdown, and it happened twice in one game.
Which is why your defense went above the 8 projected points up to 23.
23.
To absolutely crush for you guys.
Danny, pat yourself on the back.
I know, you hyped them up like none other.
In. So a little behind the curtain, we were actually out of town, and I was down in Las Vegas over the weekend, especially for on Sunday, and I thought, should I put the money on the Hawks? Should I not? I feel like it's a bad omen to put money on the team that you want. I was like, screw it. I'll do it. They had a spread of -7, which the Seahawks needed to win by more than 7 points for me to actually make money on the deal. Put it on there. We're out there walking around. We're having a good old time, but I'm making sure to find a TV everywhere that we go. And every time, in the span of about, it felt like 10 minutes, I kept finding TVs. It's like, we're up again. Another touchdown. Okay, let's freaking go.
It was crazy. We scored, 38 points in the first half? 35 points in the first half?
It was 35 points.
Yeah, 21 in the first quarter, then 17 more.
My God.
They always say, what, like a 35-0 lead is the hardest lead to keep.
So,
and
yeah, exactly.
So also, Mike is taking us to lunch today with all the money he won.
That's right.
Being sent the greatest team,
a whole $20.
But let's talk about that third quarter where we scored 0 points. That was a massive disappointment, and the team should be ashamed of
this.
Clean it up, boys.
Clean it up. I'm embarrassed to be a Seahawks fan in the third quarter.
On the other side of the ball, it was the men's room taking on the Hungry Wolfpack, which, let's face it, we just want them to be fourth in the league at this point. So we're doing our part. The men's room put up 199 points against their 119.
How did you get 199 points?
We had
Commissioner.
We had Devin Achane, who put up 40 points.
I don't even know who that is.
Who?
Running back for the Dolphins, who crushed Buffalo this week.
Oh, my gosh, they did.
They did. They slayed it, man. I didn't think that they had a prayer, and they absolutely crushed. George Kittle went out there, put up a good showing. Trey McBride over in Arizona. I have a lot of, you know, rival tight ends on my team. And then the Eagles, defense did plenty good for us. Looking into next week. We're back at it again, kids. It is the Daily Migs Morning Show versus the Men's Room in another bloodbath to be.
KISW Showdown.
What do we do? Are we doing another bet?
No.
Okay, good.
Do not do another bet, Steve.
Yeah, what am I thinking?
I'm here to say no this time.
This team has put up 199 points. There's no chance we're beating them.
He still has a rash on his head from that wig last week.
I literally went on and dropped people, and we're still projected to lose.
By 20 points. Don't worry. You know, Zay Flowers is due. He's going to do well.
Due for what?
Well, Mike, good day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Kamish.
Well, you didn't hit the button yet, Danny, so...
I'm not going to now. This is out of principle.
Here we go. Bum, bum, bum.
Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Ba-da-dum,
ba-da-dum. Mike, take it away.
Did I miss it? I missed it. Damn it. I already took my headphones off.
Way to go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we have the hookup on Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. And not just any tickets. These tickets are in the second row for the 3 p.m. show. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. And this morning, those tickets will be in the second row.
Which means tomorrow, front row seats are up for grabs.
Yeah. And if you're going to go and just buy the tickets, know that if you buy those for the 3 p.m. show, a dollar from every ticket you purchase goes to Operation Warm, our charity of choice. Say good morning to our contestant, who is Brian in University Place. What's up, Brian?
Hey, morning. Hey.
Good morning, Brian. Let's spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be me? Will it be Taryn Daly? Barely, but it's you and me, Brian. Let's go.
We got this.
We do. Oh, yeah. Here is your clip, Brian.
Okay, so I know that that is... It's Pearl Jam.
Yes. Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
And let
that's,
me...
That's Last Kiss.
Nailed it.
There we go.
Torture.
Damn. Torture, let me turn it up.
Yeah, is this the way you're going to troll me? You found the one Pearl Jam song I don't like listening to?
Yeah, this is the only one I'm ever going to use ever again.
Does anyone like listening to this song?
I don't judge by the line at the bathroom at a Pearl Jam show, no. I feel like this is the song where everybody goes, let me go get a drink, let me go to the bathroom. There are people who love it, though. It was like one of their highest charting songs. Okay, Danny, you can turn it down.
All right, one down. Well done, Brian. Steve Miggs, here is your clip.
Oh, great song. I still think that the Seattle Kraken should come out on the ice with that song. I know they're now doing Audio Slave, which is cool, but they should be coming out to Soundgarden's Rusty Cage.
Yeah. Brian, congratulations. You're going to be sitting in the second row for Trans-Siberian Orchestra 1 week from Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm pumped.
Yeah, Brian, have you ever been to Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I haven't. I've won tickets in the past, and I've always just given them to friends and family. And that's, like, years ago. And then ever, like, the past 2 years, I've been trying to win these, and I can't win them after I've won them before.
And I love that you'll be in the second row for it now.
Yeah. Should be fun.
You'll be able to feel the flames right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, face melted.
Yes, nothing says Christmas more than your face being melted by fire.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, Danny V, out of curiosity, have you shown your daughters the Daily Miggs Show Thanksgiving shirt yet?
Not yet. I have to show it to her today. I'm very excited for her to see it.
I have not shown it to Barrett either. I think we all go home and show it to them and see what they think about it.
Get their reactions.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, it is in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. It is the Daily Miggs Show limited edition Thanksgiving shirt where we are just kind of enjoying a Thanksgiving feast on this shirt.
I would say with complete confidence, this is the dumbest shirt we have ever created, but for one of the greatest reasons.
Which is supporting the Washington Food Coalition. So go get one for yourself and everyone you know at KISW.com. Tomorrow night at Benaroya Hall, the Symphony of Distraction is going to be happening. And we have our friend Mateo Messina, plus the members of We Three, a band out of Oregon, to chat about this really awesome event. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, Mateo, you got to give us a little peek behind the curtain. What's going on with this? Every year you always step it up and do an incredible performance, a symphony show for a great cause with Seattle Children's. Can you give us a peek of what's going on with you guys and with We Three as well?
Yeah. The concert is basically about how we are kind of more distracted than ever in our lives and just trying to find, not looking at it from a today aspect, but kind of like throughout history and how we've evolved as human beings and how all of a sudden we have all this massive new technology and how it affects us. So we're going to kind of exemplify all of that through a big concert of music. And I got connected to We Three, this amazing band, actually through Mark Cunningham. I don't know if you know him. He also manages Soundgarden, who obviously was in the Hall of Fame this week.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. and he connected us, and I was just blown away by these guys. They are so good and have just the tightest harmonies and great band and great musicianship. So just really excited.
And if folks aren't familiar with We Three, they were a part of the show America's Got Talent a handful of years ago, and you guys are siblings, is that right?
Yeah,
we always have been.
I remember these guys. I went back and watched that performance from a few years ago, and I was like, why did I do this in the morning, man? I'm crying. It's like 5 in the morning. It's such a powerful. Yeah. For those that don't remember, it was a performance that you guys did where you were a tribute to your mom, who sadly passed because of cancer. And when I'm watching it, and I watched some more recent like live performances of it, and this, I don't know how to phrase this. It's not a silly question, but just like maybe an odd question. Because when you write something like that, you're obviously pouring your heart out about something so tragic. And never in a million years as an artist do you think, you hope your songs become popular, but you don't know if they ever will. Is it hard to perform a song like that in front of a crowd that's singing along, knowing like, I don't know if it brings back those memories, but I always think like it's got to be hard as an artist to sing something that's so obviously about something, as opposed to like, you know, sometimes people kind of keep the meaning of a song kind of under wraps.
Yeah.
It definitely, there are certain crowds that bring out that emotion again. And I feel like once you release a song though, it becomes the world's and you kind of detach from it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But playing this song with the symphony, like we've been rehearsing, brought back a lot of those same emotions. So certain people in certain rooms do bring back those initial feelings.
Yeah. And it's honestly kind of a gift at times. I think a lot of people who deal with grief can acknowledge that sometimes the further you are away from it, it's almost more painful because you wish you had those initial feelings because you felt closer to the person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are moments that we honestly see it as such a gift to be able to feel those feelings in that way with the song and then with other people who've experienced the same thing.
Joshua, Bethany, and Manny, you are We Three. What is it like rehearsing and performing with a symphony? Have you guys done anything like this before?
Not on this level.
No.
This is a bucket list for us.
Yes.
So we're pinching ourselves pretty much throughout the rehearsal.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know, like, for being a Pacific Northwest group, I mean, I know, like, recently I saw videos of you at the Seahawks game on the field, and that's got to be, like, a cool bucket list thing, but did you ever think you'd be performing at Benaroya Hall?
Always hoped, it's hard to tell, you know, those things, you do have those goals, and I think this is one that definitely was on the list for all of us. We've always loved cinematic music. We love symphonies. We've been to a handful of them growing up, and so this has been on our list to do. And the fact that it's finally here and it's happening, and Mateo, just being a part of this with you has been like a dream. Thank you.
If I could interject one thing, the way these guys have written their music, I mean, their songs, it's a song that ends up feeling of epic proportions. So when we put it with the symphony, we have these like massive endings that you think would be like, oh, somebody just arranged it. I'm like, no, this is how they arrange their music. It has this epic sound to it, epic feel. So it just, the two together are incredibly powerful. It's really, really been fun through the rehearsals, and these guys are fantastic.
And if people want to check out where they can get tickets and more info on the Symphony of Distraction, lumaguild.org is where you can go. Can you guys give us maybe a little peek behind the curtain of maybe a favorite part or something you're really excited about for the performance tomorrow night?
Oh, man. Okay, well, I've got an idea. There is one unreleased song that we will be performing.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
And the ending of it is kind of what Mateo was talking about,
epic,
where we had this vision that we've been wanting to do, just the three of us, and playing it with an orchestra. It was like it was written for the orchestra.
Exactly.
It makes it so powerful and so cool.
And then we do have a surprise cover song that we'll say that you'll know at some point, which was just so much fun to play.
And all the proceeds of money goes towards Seattle Children's Hospital. And Mateo, can you just tell us a little bit about like your connection with them and exactly how does this help the families with Seattle Children's? Because I love that you do this every year and you've raised several millions of dollars for helping out Seattle Children's.
It's very simple and straightforward. We raise money for kids and families going through treatment at Seattle Children's. There's a fund called Uncompensated Care that helps makes sure that every family that comes that door gets care. That kid gets care regardless of insurance status, financial status. And they're just an incredible group of people down there. I've volunteered playing the piano there for over a decade. I sat on the board for a while even. And it's one of those nights where when people come down, they don't know what to expect. They hear the word symphony. And it's kind of, I guess, I mean, my version of symphony, which is just a whole lot of other stuff going on. And I got to say, too, one thing I'm so excited about this collaboration, you'd appreciate this, Taryn and Higgs, is basically sometimes I work with so many artists over 20 years, and sometimes they get intimidated by the orchestra. And when I started working with Joshua on this, he came in and was like, what if we did this here? And I have never had that since Nancy Wilson from Heart. They perform with us, nobody has ever come in and like dug into the music so hard. And it's been such a crazy, fun experience.
That is so cool to hear. And I think people are just going to love this. So if you don't have your tickets, you can go to lumaguild.org. The Symphony of Distraction is tomorrow night at Ben Arroyo Hall. Mateo Messina, Joshua Bethany, and Manny, we three from Oregon. We thank you guys so much for telling us more about tomorrow's event.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Rockaholics, we would love to see you on Friday, December 12th for a thing we are calling Unwrapped on Acoustic Holiday with our friends in Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, and more. Grab those tickets while you can at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's a school in Ohio that decided to do something kind of fun. They set up a microphone in the middle of the hallway at the school, and then they invited students to just come up, take the microphone, and share something good that's happened to them recently.
Have you seen the video of this?
No, I have not.
It's cool. It reminds me a little bit, obviously different from little kids to football players, but the Seahawks will have like a microphone sometimes set up like outside of practice with a question, and the players step up to the mic and answer them. And I always think it's kind of fun to hear their response.
Well, this is what some of the kids had to say.
I woke up at the good time today for school, so I didn't miss the bus.
Those are the little things in life that I wish I still had, right?
Made the bus.
I'm all right. They started off okay.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today.
Yeah, I never get that one.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Danny,
Steve.
When are you going to say my hair looks nice?
I'm sorry, Steve.
You have great eyebrows. Great eyebrows.
Thank you. I just trimmed them.
There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so yeah.
I finally got a girlfriend.
Yeah, buddy.
Is it the same girl?
The new girl?
Never had that.
I got to sleep in until like noon yesterday, and I watched a movie with my mom, and it was a really good day.
And I got my braces off recently.
Oh, that's Danny right there.
Yeah.
I found out one of my new passions, and it's wrestling. Go wrestling.
And
that was little Steve right there.
That's right. He's probably talking about the actual wrestling, not
the good kind.
Yeah.
I've been having a great relationship with my mom, because back then we used to argue a lot and we could never like be around each other. But now that I'm more open with her, we talk more.
I have a question. It kind of has to do with that. When you were growing up, because I feel like you're full of spunk.
Okay.
And your mom is as well. Did you guys see eye to eye a lot? Or was there? I feel like you two probably argued a lot growing up.
Oh, I was always grounded. I was always in trouble. I was always on restriction.
Were you the worst is not the best way to say it, but were you the most difficult of the three sisters?
No, I was just the guinea pig because I'm the oldest.
So you got in the most trouble.
Definitely.
Okay, that's what I meant. Dave, did you go? Were you at odds with mom a lot?
I feel like I still am now at this point, but yeah, it started like when I was like 16 to like 33.
Okay. Because my wife, my mother-in-law is the sweetest lady in the world, but my mom's like, oh, there was a time where her and her mom did not see eye to eye, and they're inseparable now. So when I heard that clip, it made me think of
Yeah.
The other day, I got to drive a manual car for the first time.
Something good that's happened to me recently was I got a new dog.
Okay, those last two are pretty awesome.
Lucky.
I still need to learn how to drive. I'm kidding.
I don't know how to drive a manual.
Have you never done it?
I have done it like twice. And once was not successful. And the second time was kind of successful. But I literally have not tried since I was probably 17 years old.
Who tried to teach you?
Well, my mom. And
there we go. They were fighting over it.
And then a boy. He was really hot.
The Daily Mix Show.
A local high school marching band has been invited to play the 250th Independence Day Parade in Washington, D.C. We're going to tell you who they are during the Daily Mix download after Foo Fighters.
Knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Captain Ryan Castle joins us. He's wearing the Mariners captain's hat. It's a fine look.
It's getting a little yachty and a little naughty up here.
Ooh.
That's the perfect hat for it, then.
Thank you.
No Mariners.
And the perfect person.
Yes. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Ryan, when's the last time you've been to Chimicum?
Boy, it's been a minute, but it is one of my favorite places in Washington to stay, or to say, along with Hump Tulips.
Hump Tulips. Squim. Chimicum's, I think, my favorite of all the small cities in Washington. We need, like, Chimicum shirts.
Oh,
Chuckanut's fun,
Chuckanut,
too.
Yep, awesome. Well, Chimicum High School, their marching band has been chosen as the only Washington State band to perform in the U.S. 250th Independence Day Parade, which is happening in Washington, D.C., shockingly, on Independence Day in 2026.
Like before or after the U.S. UFC fight.
It might be during. I think they're in between each round.
Cool.
Yes. That's pretty awesome.
That is super awesome.
Congratulations.
We still got to go to Chimicum and find. Do they have bars there? Do they have restaurants?
Oh, we are going to go to the hot spot.
No food, no internet.
No, you're going to go to Polspa, right? Is that what happens?
It'd be great to go just post up at Chimicum.
I would love to go to Chimicum. That's our next field trip.
Some Chimicum fun.
Do they have a hotel?
I'm sure they do.
Because I don't want to drive home after a day in Chimicum.
Yeah, I bet there's Airbnb.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now we just do it in the summer.
High demand.
High demand.
Washington State University's athletic director Ann McCoy is on the way out just after a year that she took over the role. John Harlow is going to step in as interim while they start the national search for the next athletic director. She did help guide WSU through all the Pac-12 chaos, which has been obviously a nightmare for all of the fans and students and faculty. A lot of coach hires, media things, budget cuts.
Maza Coog, like, how do you feel about this?
There's got to be some reason. It feels a little too aggressive to be making that kind of decision so soon, but they said that they were wanting somebody that maybe was a little bit better fundraiser, so maybe she didn't quite hit the marks that they were hoping for.
I would think that the bar is pretty low there for success.
The bars are filled there.
Different bar.
Those bars are high. These bars are low. Hey, if you want to get one of those Barista cups, apparently you have to drop at least $1,000 on. The demand for those are just so high that people are buying them on OnlyFans on eBay, but there's an OnlyFans model by the name of Sophie Rain. She just paid $1,000 to get one of those Barista cups. After searching 50 locations, she finally hit a breaking point and went on eBay and bought one. But apparently, that's the going rate right now. In fact, some people said they found them for $1,200.
Do you think people that work for a living hear OnlyFans model spends $1,000 on cup and they just get pissed off?
I love it. I love those Instagram posters. Like, this girl, before her OnlyFans, was making $60,000 a year. Now, since doing OnlyFans, makes $12 million a year.
Good for her.
Let me say that Sophie Rain is a great follow, by the way.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Which platform are we talking? Instagram? OnlyFans?
Yeah, Instagram. Well, I mean, all of them, but all the above.
She has a juicy butt, I bet.
So she's earned her Barista cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. From Barista to Barista.
Okay.
Hey, waka waka. Sorry. As far as weather hitting the high. Oh, Thursday night football tonight. You got the Patriots taking on the Jets. Weather 56 degrees. Going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
Barista.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.